WTAW News Time is 7:06. 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Welborn Road was closed for 2 hours last night as College Station police investigated a single vehicle accident where the driver was hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. Police responded around 9:45 to Welborn Road at the Texas A&M campus. Investigators say a southbound truck was speeding and left the roadway, crashing into a tree and fence near Kyle Field. The cause of the crash is not known, but alcohol is not believed to be a factor. Research Valley Partnership recently met with Port of Houston Authority officials to discuss the possible designation of all of Brazos County as a foreign trade zone. Spokesman Todd McDaniel says Texas Triangle Park is the only section of Brazos County that is part of an FTZ.
If you think about other areas of the community where you might have a company that's interested in benefiting from foreign trade zone, they could not currently do that. And so the big idea is to pursue the potential of the expansion of the entirety of Brazos County. That way, regardless of where a company might be or, frankly, where a company might also consider locating, they would reap the benefit of foreign trade zone designation.
McDaniel says it is a very short list in Texas of entire counties with the designation. He says there's work to be done, but by the end of the year, all of Brazos County could be designated as a foreign trade zone. Ben Miller is a 7-year veteran with the College Station Fire Department who was diagnosed with AML leukemia this summer. This Sunday, his colleagues are hosting a fundraiser to help alleviate some of Ben's medical costs. Fellow firefighter Jeff Kefauver says the blood drive and platelet donation will benefit Ben directly.
What Ben himself has received many blood transfusions and many platelet donations as well. And so what he gets is a credit on his account for it, and it helps him be able to receive more and to, I think, and defray some of the costs for some of those things. And so this is the real way that people can donate and help Ben.
The blood drive and platelet donation starts at 9 a.m. at Brian Bachman Park in College Station. The picnic fundraiser and free activities for the whole family are from 11 to 3. More information is online at WTAW.com. Keep Brazos Beautiful is hosting their annual awards celebration and luncheon Wednesday, September 23rd.
It's just a great way to celebrate the efforts of the countless individuals, organizations, businesses, and our local government entities who provide time, energy, and resources to making our community just a green and beautiful place to live and work.
Executive Director Raina Blumenthal says everyone is invited to the luncheon at the Hilton from 11 to 1. Nominations are due Wednesday, September 9th, and forms can be found online at keepbrazosbeautiful.org. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 77 degrees. More news coming up at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
All right, man. Everything's all set for tonight. Nobody will be home.
Cool. What time can I come over?
The party is starting around 8. Just remember, you gotta bring something for the party.
There's a liquor cabinet. It's full, but it's locked.
Dang.
I mean, there's the medicine cabinet. We got cough syrup, headache stuff. Ooh, and mom's nerve and pain stuff.
Perfect. Grab as much as you can.
The liquor cabinet is not the only cabinet that needs to be locked. For more information, visit StopRxDrugAbuse.org.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
About 7:10. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Partial sun in the forecast for today. There's the potential for a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs will range from 95 to near 100. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine's back with us during the day tomorrow. Temperatures 95 to near 100. Clear tomorrow night, a low around 70. Sunny and hot for Thursday. Highs will range from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with the A&M football team naming their starting quarterback. A&M football defensive coordinator John Chavis has moved out of the lawsuit in Brazos County because it's going to happen actually in Louisiana. And the soccer team got two of three weekly awards bestowed by the Southeastern Conference yesterday. We'll have more of that coming up in sports at 7:50.
So how'd that first day of school go?
Good.
Hey. Saw a story on the Houston TV station that apparently hundreds of kids were told they couldn't go to school in those particular campuses, especially elementary school, because there's a limit on the number of kids. So they got to campus A, got to sit around for a couple of hours, and then tell them they could go home and start over again tomorrow, meaning today. Would that be frustrating? I mean, you get all, I don't know, churned up either in an excited way or not excited way about going to the first day of school, and then you find out you're not going to be going to that school anyway. Well, anyhow, those big problems in the big schools. I don't. Did we hear of any transportation kerfuffles or anything? Everything go all right?
I did not.
Yeah.
Didn't.
Hope that all went.
Other than the, you know.
Yeah.
Police at every single crossing section.
Good.
Seems like. Well, I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I saw.
So did your daughter take her lunch or did she eat?
No, she ate their fish sticks yesterday.
Fish sticks. Hey, hey. All right. You want to get the menus for us?
No.
We used to do that. We used to do the school menu.
Yeah, I always enjoyed the menu because you knew if you got square pizza on Wednesday, you were getting the burrito on Friday. They always had the same lineup.
Oh, is that right?
That is, at least that's what it seemed like. That's what I remember because I think the Cisco truck just brought the same thing every fourth week or so.
So what? I mean, would they use the good stuff up first? Is that it?
I don't know.
I know. Yeah, it's hard to remember that, right?
I remember back when lunch ladies actually sort of decided what we ate for lunch.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, but Wednesday was always hamburger day.
Okay.
Yeah. But the thing, you know, and again, when I was going to school, it was a million years ago, and so they go ahead and trap a rabbit and feed us that. No, our hamburgers were loose meat.
Really?
Kind of like Sloppy Joe's, but not that sloppy. It actually had, I think, meat
just
in
ground
it back
beef.
Then. Yeah. But just to show you how times had changed, if you wanted yellow mustard on it, they basically just had this jar of yellow mustard with a spoon that you just pass up and down the table.
Oh.
Yeah. Somehow able to survive that, but you're right. That's I think they, you know, they had those ginormous cans of everything, and I think the lunch ladies actually did get to decide sometimes. So anyhow, so you feel embarrassed. Nobody wants to be embarrassed, but here's the good news. Because embarrassment is a sign that you care about the way others see you, it's experiencing embarrassment openly can make you more likable.
I should be just the most popular guy going.
That's it. So, see, a 2011 study that was published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology last month found that subjects were more willing to trust someone who showed embarrassment after being lauded for an accomplishment than for someone who reacted with a display of pride, like a confident smile. Mm-hmm. Kids begin to get embarrassed about the age of 3. And it can be a real problem, obviously, in our teen years. During that time, one of the parts of the brain that monitors the reactions of others and tells you to worry about that, well, it happens even more. This is what psychologists tell you. Remember two things. Nobody is thinking about you. We think everybody is judging us, and they are not. They are more worried about what you are thinking about them. Remember that first high school reunion you went back to?
Yes.
The difference between going to your 10-year reunion and going to your 30-year reunion, pretty interesting.
Oh, I'm sure. By the way, they're having hot dogs today.
Okay. Researchers show that sharing your embarrassment with someone makes you feel better. In fact, often, the person you share your embarrassment with will tell you something from their life that will top your story. And that is true. They will do that. Oh, you think that's stupid? Let me tell you what I did.
I remember this time.
Yeah. The time I told this guy to hold my beer and... Goodwill stores getting into high-end boutique-type stuff.
Goodwill?
Yep. Going to be selling Chanel, Prada, and Burberry at Goodwill designer boutiques in wealthy areas of the country, like Orange County, California, and Lake Forest, Illinois.
Oh, I bet you. Holy cow.
That's interesting.
Because people will commute for that.
I would think so. New York Magazine's The Cut says that Goodwill is making the move to compete with high-end consignment stores, which has been, that's probably right. In the big city, that happens a lot. They've also got their eye on the long term. As the economy improves, business at thrift shops expected to drop off. As the economy improves? Okay. All right.
Hey, there's room for optimism.
That's right, and it will eventually. Believe me, it really, really will. It'll be just fine. Don't have to worry about that. It's okay. All right, 107 for the heat index today. 107 again. Do we know what our high temperature was yesterday?
I'll pull it up.
Okay, because, I mean...
A lot.
It really was. It just did, and the breeze wasn't any good and dried the plants out and all that kind of stuff. While you're looking that up, I'll just tell you that the number of books read by the average blind person each year is 20. Each blind person, 20. That's the average.
Wow, I get brained by blind people. But
there you are, 717. Santa Claus is broke and has filed for bankruptcy in Finland, or at least a popular tourist attraction on the Arctic Circle has done so. According to a court document that was filed, a company which fulfills the dreams of children and their families from all over the world to meet Santa Claus in person needs a bit of Christmas cheer itself. Tax authorities filed bankruptcy cases in the court. The company owes $230,000 in taxes, but the head of the company says it still has a week to keep Santa on the job. There you go. There's a GoFundMe. Do that one rather than the cooler that you plug in or whatever. Every year, around 300,000 tourists visit Santa's office in the Arctic Circle in the Finnish Lapland. So they are.
We did not reach the century mark.
Really?
But our heat index reached about 103.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It just felt worse than that.
It did. It was just not, it was not pleasant at all. And, again, going to have the exact same thing
today.
There
wasn't much wind yesterday.
Yeah, I think that probably... Because if you're sweating, that's what the wind's for.
Yeah.
Kind of help cool you off a little bit. Okay. Sure. So, where's the best place to stash your valuables? Let's ask a burglar and see. If you'd really like a good hiding spot in your home for your valuables, just ask the burglar. So, Reader's Digest did that and stole some pretty good advice. Hear what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Your kid's room. Your kid's room. Burglars admit that they rarely go in there. If you do have kids... Don't advertise it by leaving toys and sporting equipment visible in the yard or driveway. Also don't put the big flat screen box out there, you know.
I just saw that the other day. I'm looking at that 63-inch TV.
Yeah, really? Okay. Well, that's going to take two people, though. So, yeah, you got to have a buddy to do that with.
That's kind of like breaking into the weight room we were talking about.
That's right. Yeah, what are you going to do with it now that you're here? But anyway, if you leave toys and stuff like that visible in the yard or in the driveway, it's a dead giveaway, obviously, that there's probably some sort of a valuable gaming system or whatever electronics inside. And if you're wondering where the worst spots are to hide your jewelry and cash, that'd be your dresser drawers and the bedside table and the medicine cabinet. That's the spots they check first. And if you've got a safe that's not bolted down, make sure there's nothing that you care about inside. Yeah, it'd be a to-go safe. You could just go ahead and do that and figure that that'll just get carried out the door.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land pride tractor, shredder and box blade with teat. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Norman G asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G Tractor.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
For us, it's about your quality of life. Your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
Join March of Dimes to shop for a cause. August 29th at Macy's, donate $5 and get a shopping pass to use in-store and online all day long.
Save 30% on select brands, 25% on designer apparel, and 10% on electronics and more.
Best of all, 100% of your donation goes to March of Dimes to help fight premature birth, which affects 1 out of 10 babies and is the number one cause of death in children under 5.
Shop for a cause at Macy's August 29th with March of Dimes.
That's Saturday, August 29th at Macy's in the Post Oak Mall.
Good morning. It's 722 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Consumer drones more popular than ever. Unfortunately, airplane and helicopter pilots seeing that trend as a worse situation just outside their cockpit windows where they're seeing them. So, I mean, and here are the numbers. I mean, this year, pilots have reported more than 650 close calls with drones. And we're, you know, 8 months into the year. That number is almost three times as many as was reported in all of 2014. Again, we're at 650. Within the first 3 weeks of August alone, the FAA received 70 complaints from pilots reporting close calls with drones.
Well, Drudge had a story about the Secret Service getting involved in March. There was a drone flying around the president as he played golf.
Wow. Well, remember, story about the drone that landed in front of the stage where Merkel was speaking in Europe. Mm. I mean, landed in front of her, the podium, on the stage. Scary stuff. Anyway, consumer drone operators are not allowed to fly higher than 400 feet or within 5 miles of an airport. Yeah, okay, but they do anyway. And see, how do you recognize them? How do you find the operator on the ground? It's becoming interesting. Anyway. Using a drone to get contraband into prison, that's pretty much the rage right now. Police say the two men attempting to fly drugs and tobacco into a Maryland state prison with a drone were arrested yesterday. These items are somewhat harmless, but authorities worried about the day when they actually deliver a gun or some other kind of weapon on the inside. What are you going to do? I mean, has that horse left the barn? There's not much we can do about that? Or is that they're going to be able to come up with some sort of a...
Even if they do, I think that one's going to be more of an enforcement thing.
Yeah.
Well, I see something, and I wonder what it's attached to.
Sure. Well, and again, how do you find those people? Next half hour, the least honest and most honest cities in America. The least honest and most honest in America. Oh, and I've got like 24 puns.
You going to try and be punny?
Uh-huh.
Because we don't do more than 10 of anything.
Well, I know. So. That's right. Well, that's true. Well, we may have to break it up into three sets of nine. No. We could do that.
Maybe we don't want to drag this out too long.
Well, no. Well, yeah. That's true. What?
How it many depends puns on how cringeworthy they are.
How many puns are there? All right. So two women of indeterminate hair color living in California sitting on a beach. One blonde woman of indeterminate hair color turned to the other one and said, "So which do you think is farther away from here, Florida or the moon?" The other one said, "Hello, can you see Florida?" I like it. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah. See, it's pretty cute. All right. Never mind. Brazos Valley weather forecast. I got another one later. Don't worry.
I'm sure you do.
All right. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Well, as we talked about, we didn't make the century mark yesterday, but it still felt pretty warm out there. Heat index up over 105. Going to have about the same thing today. There is, however, a 40% chance of showers. Nothing's popped up yet, but we can always keep our fingers crossed that might happen. Anyhow, after that, look for high temperatures continuing to go up for the rest of the week. Again, probably won't make 100, but we'll be right at it, and the heat index, because of the humidity, will be pretty substantial. Right now, winds are about 3 miles an hour out of the south, and we've got 88% relative humidity and 78 degrees.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. The bottom line model year in sales event is going on now, and that means you can save big at Douglas Nissan. Lease a new 2015 Nissan Altima 2.5S for just $179 a month. Don't miss out on the bottom line best offers at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys off Highway 6 and College Station.
Lease with Tier 1-6 money factor with approved credit, 12,000 miles per year. Dealer discount at $2,587. Lease cash of $1,350. Applied to cap cost with initial $1,461 cash down plus first payment. Due at signing. Payment includes all fees for Texas residents. Model code 13115.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, when we make a promise, we keep it. That's why we offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee.
We know a flooring purchase is a big deal, and we want you to be completely satisfied.
We can do that because we have the most experience around and over 1 million square feet of inventory to choose from. At Brazos Valley Floor & Design, we offer the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The National Bureau of Economic Research recently conducted a study to find out how federal employees managed when the government was partially shut down for 2 weeks in October of 2013. The Atlantic magazine's coverage is a real tearjerker. It starts by reminding us the loss of income, even temporarily, can be nerve-wracking, made worse when you factor in an economic downturn and wage stagnation. So for almost 850,000 federal employees, the shutdown was an all-out disaster. You want to know how bad it was? One of the government shutdown victims was a 25-year-old Senate staffer. He spent the first week of the shutdown catching up on TV, sleeping late. But during the second week, he was worried. Now, thankfully, his cable and internet service was paid for. But still, he did the unthinkable. Instead of eating out, he stocked up on microwavable meals. His contingency plan was to pinch pennies. Memories of that awful government shutdown still haunt him today. He told The Atlantic, "I was cooped up in an overpriced apartment, unsure of whether or not I'd have to dip into savings to make rent. It was definitely an unsettling and disheartening experience." All the non-essential government employees who stayed home during the shutdown got paid for their time off. They went back to work. But can you imagine the scars they will bear for the rest of their lives for this? By God, I can hardly tolerate it myself, folks.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you looking for steady monthly income that could last for decades with returns of up to 30% or more? Would you like to save thousands on your income taxes this year? Then pay close attention. You need to hear this. Today, savvy investors are growing their portfolios with steady monthly income and tremendous tax savings through oil well ownership with Black Gold Resources. Let us show you how you can safely profit at today's oil prices using little-known industry insider strategies to earn extraordinary returns with proven oil wells that are pumping oil right now. You owe it to yourself to find out the details today. If you're a qualified investor and have at least $40,000 to start, then call us now at 800-OIL-5509. That's 800-OIL-5509. Learn how Black Gold can power your portfolio. Call 800-645-5509. 800-645-5509.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by WTAW News. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. Brazos County currently has one area, Texas Triangle Park, designated as a foreign trade zone, but Research Valley Partnership is working to get on the short list of Texas counties with fully designated foreign trade zone status.
That would also give us a unique position going forward from a marketing perspective, if you will, from a corporate attraction perspective, to say, hey, here's an area of greater Houston where, regardless of where you might locate within the boundaries of Brazos County, you would potentially benefit if you so chose. You have to activate as a company foreign trade zone.
Spokesman Todd McDaniel says, working with the Port of Houston, which reports record growth, the timeline's short.
What we have to do is work with our county partner, since this is a county initiative, on that process. But certainly, by the end of the year, we could be in a position where we see all of Brazos County designated as a foreign trade zone.
To listen to the full interview in which McDaniel explains foreign trade zones in depth, go online to WTAW.com. Emergency responders with the College Station Fire Department were needed to extract a driver from his truck after he crashed near Kyle Field. Police investigators say the man was traveling at a high rate of speed Monday night when his truck left the Welburn Road and crashed into a tree and fence. Alcohol is not believed to be a factor, but police continue to investigate the cause. He was taken to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. The city of Austin has sued the Texas Comptroller's Office, arguing the state's property appraisal system is unconstitutional because it provides no equal and uniform property value taxation. The Austin American-Statesman reports Mayor Steve Adler announced the suit, which was filed Monday in state district court. It follows a city petition in June that alleged commercial and vacant property in Travis County was valued at more than $30 billion below market value. The 10-page suit says the current system routinely allows property values to be set well under market value, including for homeowners who can escape otherwise heavy tax burdens. Among other things, it seeks to make disclosing sales prices mandatory. Texas currently is one of a few states not requiring property sales price disclosure. A strange story out of North Texas, where residents are now into week four of wondering where Dallas County District Attorney Susan Hawk might be.
Susan Hawk has been missing for more than 3 weeks. Her top staff says they don't know where she is, but insist they could get in touch with her if it's necessary. The chairwoman of the Dallas County Democratic Party says what's necessary is Hawk showing up to do her job. KRLD political analyst John Weekly says demanding to know why the DA isn't behind the desk is a legitimate question.
While she's gone, she's very fair game because, frankly, we don't know why she's gone. But when she comes back, I think she'll determine whether she's game or not.
Hawk's office has been promising a statement. None has been given. LP Phillips, TSN News.
Keep Brazos Beautiful invites you to their annual award celebration and luncheon Wednesday, September 23rd at the College Station Hilton. Executive Director Raina Blumenthal says nominations are being accepted for individuals and organizations who help make our community a green and beautiful place to live and work.
There are 10 awards given that day, and they range from everything from efforts in recycling to the Miller Youth Award, which looks at to celebrate different youth who do environmental projects and inspire others in the community.
Blumenthal says nominations are due Wednesday, September 9th. More information can be found online at keepbrazosbeautiful.org. The College Station Fire Department is hosting a blood drive and platelet donation this weekend at Brian Bachman Park for fellow firefighter Ben Miller.
Ben is a seven-year veteran of the College Station Fire Department, and he is currently been diagnosed with AML leukemia, and he is in Houston right now receiving chemo and other treatments.
College Station firefighter Jeff Kefauver says Sunday's fundraiser will help with Ben's rising medical costs.
You have a family member that gets hurt, that gets sick. You want to do everything you can to help them out, and so that's what we're doing. We're a bunch of firefighters just wanting to come together to help and try to take care of one of our own.
The event starts at 9 a.m. and includes a picnic and free activities for the whole family. More information and the link to register for platelet donation is on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 78 degrees. More news at 8. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-to-8, same great rate. It's hot outside. Now is a great time to get your air conditioner working at top performance. Or it may be time to replace it. At Superior, we're offering 0% interest for 60 months with approved credit on any new comfort system. That's 5 years, zero interest, right now at Superior. Start saving money by calling us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Get 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. 13 grand! You may have noticed all the hot pink plates driving around town. That means someone just saved thousands at College Station Ford Lincoln. And you can save 13 grand on 2015 F-150s, 250s, and 350s at College Station Ford Lincoln. And if that's not good enough, get 0% for 72 months on all new 2015 Ford. Fords, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Find out more at collegestationford.com. Huge truck sales this summer have earned us extra trucks from the factory, along with extra incentives. 13 grand total savings on F-150s, 250s, and 350s only at College Station Ford Lincoln. Plus, all F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Take a free ride today with 0% for 72 months at College Station Ford Lincoln. collegestationford.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Good morning. We're coming up on 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partial sun in the forecast for today. There's the potential for a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Highs will range from 95 to near 100. We're partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine's back with us during the day tomorrow. Temperatures 95 to near 100. Clear tomorrow night, a low around 70. Sunny and hot for Thursday. Highs will range from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
You know, we had plenty of time to evaluate, and just like other positions, as I've said before, you know, we got to start practicing to play other people.
Indeed, and that's what they've done, and that means that A&M has chosen their quarterback, at least for the first game of the season. We'll have more on that. A&M Soccer puts two on the list of three for the weekly honors, plus a whole lot more coming up in sports here in about 12 minutes or so.
Okay, it's time for our rage segment. Rage segment. No seat in the subway is worth biting over.
Biting?
Biting. Woman in New York City, who's 45, asked another woman to please move her bag so that she could sit down on the train going into Manhattan from Queens. The woman with the bag didn't respond. So the other woman proceeded to try to sit anyway. Well, that's when the woman who was sitting became crazy. Scratched the 45-year-old woman in the chest, pushed her, pulled her hair, and bit her on the arm, drawing blood. Victim managed to snap a cell phone pic, gave it to police, who were using that to track her down. Victim was treated and released at a hospital. Worth biting over. So why do people do that? Why does that happen? Why did you get mad yesterday when that vehicle cut you off?
Not enough hugs?
Because they were stupid. That's why. I'm mad because you're dumb. I'm sorry, was that too much?
That's all right. Road rage is not a new phenomenon. In fact, Britain's first speeding laws were enacted in the early 19th century to stop horse-drawn carriages from what they called furious driving. Yeah, back then.
Fast and Furious.
Exactly. Right. Vin Diesel was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the name? I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
All
right, anyway. Look at you being all trendy.
Yeah. Wow. So what is it that causes us to become that other person, that personality behind the wheel?
Because someone was stupid.
Okay. Well, what it does is it starts with stress triggers. Highways are full of heavy traffic, hidden police, student drivers. Now, do they mean drivers learning to drive, or do they mean students who are driving? Because we got student drivers, that's for sure. And what a day. Okay, I'm on the access road coming to work, and I'm within a zip code of the speed limit. And, and you know, obviously what happens is the left lane is to get onto the bypass. The right lane is if you are going to continue on the access road, which is what I was doing. And a guy runs up right behind, and again, we're going the speed limit, at least. And this guy runs right up behind, I mean right up behind, less than 3 feet away from the car in front of him. I mean, it's, well, let's say me coming to work, it's like 2 till 6. And I mean, that early in the morning,
yeah.
You want to be that aggressive. I just really don't understand. But,
It may be late at night for that person.
Well, it could well be. You know, that's an excellent point. Maybe they were supposed to be someplace at 6 o'clock, and they're not there yet. So it could well be. But,
or they're just not paying attention. They're looking at the phone. Oh, whoa, whoa.
That's it. Anyway, so when that bozo cuts you off, cortisol rushes into your bloodstream, okay? That sends your blood pressure up. Then you kick in the adrenaline. That heightens your aggression. And then there's serotonin. The mood regulator, that goes down. Dopamine levels burst through the roof. So all this imbalance that's going on right there causes your emotional intelligence to just go out the window completely. So basically, you are trapped in this car for the entire time while this is going on. And so flight is really not an option in your fight or flight. So you decide to fight.
Ah.
So that's it.
Hadn't thought about that.
It doesn't happen that nearly 16, it doesn't help that nearly 16 million Americans will suffer from a syndrome known as, you ready? IED, but it stands for intermittent explosive disorder. You like that?
Yeah.
Uncontrollable outbursts. That's why the woman bit the other woman on the subway. Hello.
I'd like to remind Kevin and my dear wife that there's no reason to get angry because you can't cure stupid.
Thank you. You're right. That's it.
I'm trying one scream at a time.
Ron White, he's the one who said, right, can't fix stupid.
Can't fix stupid.
All right. But that's not all. Studies of both rats and humans suggest that we may be hardwired, actually, to act more aggressively in crowds, and we get pleasure, actually, from just having that release. Do you feel better after you've screamed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Plus, I don't scream as much as I used to.
There's a rock station I listened to growing up in San Antonio, and they had a Primal Scream Friday.
Yep.
Just mid-morning, rah, just yelling.
Okay, see,
and it felt good.
See, I think the kind of music you're listening to could have something to do with it, too. Hello.
Yeah, you may not be able to fix stupid, but you can certainly cuss him and flip it off.
Since 1957, Slobodchik Sausage and Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slobodchik is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slobodchik. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slobodchik Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates, and we're kind of ramping down now what is, you know, the air quotes, house selling season.
Ha, ha, ha. Thank you. But on things like that, especially with as fast as the market's moving now, mm-hmm. maybe not such a good idea to back your house off the market, yes?
Well, you know, I was really laughing less at your air quotes and more at the fact that you said it was ramping down. The last 10 days have been complete insanity. If you look at a graph, yes, you see August and September, a lower number of sales. But you've got to keep in mind when you're looking at that graph, that's just the very tip top of the graph.
Okay.
So if you're getting ready to sell your home, you've got to think about competition as well. We talk a lot about absorption rates. So something to keep in mind is, you know, there are a lot fewer homes listed for sale in the fall and winter, so your competition is less as well. So don't be afraid of listing at that time, and just keep in mind the one tip that we've been talking about for years. If you're going to list in the fall or the winter, go ahead and contact and decide on a realtor now and get those photographs done so that you stand out from the competition when everything's dry in the winter.
Find out tips, hints, and suggestions by going to zarealestate.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I remember a few years ago when my family and I were about to hit the road for one of our famed summer vacations. The night before we were supposed to leave, I double-checked our van to make sure it was roadworthy and everything looked ready to go. Until I started the engine and that indicator light came on. I tried to troubleshoot the issue, but there was no obvious problems. The worst part was I had to tell my family that we wouldn't leave for vacation until we got the van to a mechanic. That's usually how we respond with our cars, isn't it? An indicator light goes on and we get our car to the shop right away before any more damage is done. Or at the very least, we talk to a friend to see if they know what the problem might be so we could fix it. But for some reason, when warning lights go off in our marriage, we just keep driving along. We don't ask questions or troubleshoot the issue. We just keep pushing forward and hope everything's going to work out. I think it's tragic. Mechanics help us because they've seen the same engine trouble over and over, and they know exactly what to do. It's the same with counselors and relationship problems. They've likely seen your marriage struggles over and over again in other couples, and they know how to help you. So don't go on year after year hurting in your marriage. Reach out for help. Figure out what that indicator light is all about and resolve the problem. To help your marriage thrive and to do better, contact us at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Begin by finding a comfortable, relaxed position. Let out whatever stress is in your body. It could be from the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk 4 sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library, or when you thought chaperoning the school dance meant actually dancing in the school dance. Whatever it is, let it go. The fire you started with that experimental dinner, let it go. The time you drove away from the gas pump with the gas pump, let it go. 3, very relaxed. 2, there you go. 1.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
About 12 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW Sports coming up in just a minute. The friendliest and unfriendliest cities. We'll do that before 8 o'clock, probably. 2 weeks from today, actually, the Stephen Colbert Late Show will premiere on ZBS, which will be kind of interesting because if you watched him do his thing on Comedy Central in the Colbert Report, that was a character that he was playing. So what's the real Stephen Colbert going to be like? And it's kind of interesting. His first 2 late-night guests are going to be George Clooney and Jeb Bush. I mean, the people you could expect because they're famous.
Sure.
And they're topical.
Sure.
And they've been on, you know, talk shows before. But night number 2 is a little bit different. He's invited Elon Musk, the head of Tesla and SpaceX, on the second night followed by the CEO of Uber. It's a guy named Travis Kalanick, in case you didn't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Both make, well, I mean, and he did he did a political show, obviously, in the Comedy Central show. But, you know, is he going to start bringing tech people on or business people on to talk about some things rather than just focusing on the world of entertainment, which I think would be kind of refreshing, a little bit different.
I think so.
I'm not going to stay up that late, but no. I could sure capture it and see what he's got to say the next day. I mean, and he's gonna do the Scarlett Johansson and Amy Schumer and Stephen King all the first week. That's fine. But I think the fact that he's got those two guys coming on the first week may signal at least a try to come up with some other things that are kind of important. And we'll see what happens.
More TED talky than
Oh, listen to that. Very good. Do a little TED talk thing and see how that works. Anyhow, that's 2 weeks from tonight is when that all premieres out there.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. In the year 2015, if you're a big D1 program, you make your quarterback announcements via Twitter. Before practice even started yesterday, Aggie football announced that Kyle Allen would be the starter against Arizona State September 5th at NRG Stadium in Houston. Here's head coach Kevin Sumlin.
You know, we had plenty of time to evaluate, and just like other positions, as I've said before, you know, we got to start practicing to play other people, and today we did that.
Allen from Scottsdale, Arizona, was a true freshman in 2014 and started the final five games of the season, earned the MVP honors in the Aggies' AutoZone Liberty Bowl win over West Virginia, and also led A&M to the 41-38 road win over then number 3-ranked Auburn. We'll keep it with A&M football, but kick it over to the Legal Eagles, where defensive coordinator John Chavis' lawsuit in Brazos County against LSU is done, pending an appeal. Judge Travis Bryant III said the case did not belong in Texas. This was after the lawyers from Louisiana State University raised questions about jurisdiction. Appeal is still possible, and according to the advocate out of Baton Rouge, Chavis and his Texas lawyers plan to do just that. The number 5 A&M soccer team claimed 2 of the 3 weekly awards bestowed by the Southeastern Conference following the opening weekend action. Haley Pounds was named the SEC Offensive Player of the Week, while Kate Hajdu was tabbed as the SEC Freshman of the Week. The two were recognized following a weekend in which they tallied 4-2 wins over Rice at Rice and a 3-0 victory against Northwestern State in the home opener. A&M has won umpteen national championships, both indoor and outdoor for track and field, and one of the reasons is recruiting. Shamir Little's journey over the 400-meter hurdles this season has delivered the Aggie sophomore into the finals of the IAAF World Track and Field Championships. She placed 3rd in the semifinals held in China yesterday. The finals will be held later today. In the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys, according to head coach Jason Garrett, were just plain bad in their last exhibition game. So what do the Pokes do going forward? Here's Garrett from training camp.
From my vantage point, we didn't play very well. And we'll watch the tape. We'll try to find some of the positive things and build on those, and then we'll address the negative things. And when you're out there, you have a responsibility to play to a certain level, period. And, you know, the standard that we set is high. And we're looking for guys who can play to that standard.
On now to the Texans, where their head coach Bill O'Brien named quarterback Ryan Hoyer as the Texans' starter heading into the season.
You know, in the end, I thought that Brian showed me the most consistency, you know, the most composure in certain situations, the experience in our system, all those different things that go into the fact that I think he's ready to be our starter.
The 29-year-old Hoyer started 13 games for the Cleveland Browns last year before signing with the Texans in the offseason. He was 7-for-11 and 53 yards in Saturday's 14-10 preseason loss to Denver. On now to Major League Baseball, where you live by the sword and you die by the sword. The Houston Astros have been walk-off kings, winning 4 of their last 10 in walk-off fashion. They had a stretch there with 3 in a row. That was until last night. Carlos Beltran turned the tables.
Into the air to center field. That'll win the game. Way back goes Gomez. He makes the catch. Here comes Gardner. Gardner scores. Ball game over.
Beltran hit a game-ending sacrifice fly after Oliver Perez walked the bases loaded and the New York Yankees beat the Stros 1-0. Andrew Miller pitched the 9th inning to help the Yankees hand the AL West leaders their 18th road loss in the last 22 away games. Houston has the worst road record in the major league. Houston has the worst road record in the majors.
The Astros are coming off a sweep of the Los Angeles Dodgers at Minute Maid, so they do well at home. With the loss, though, the Astros still have 3.5 games in hand over the Rangers in the AL West. Texas is a game and a half ahead of the LA Angels. Houston stays in the Big Apple tonight. They'll start things off at 6:05. And that has been A Look at Your Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care for living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care. Go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Schnook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Schnook.
Special occasion coming up for a special person. Well, David Gardner's right here to help you out, as they've been doing for more than 30 years, as a matter of fact, or could be looking for something for the first Aggie game. They have some Aggie-centric jewelry that's available as well. David Gardner's just been manufacturing and getting jewelry from other manufacturers. They're in the display cases for you, again, for over 30 years to fit the situation, fit the person, fit the budget, fit the taste. I mean, that's what it's all about when it comes to jewelry, is finding the right piece of jewelry for the right occasion. And you want it to fit within your budget, and David Gardner's understands that as well. If you know what you're looking for, that's great. If you kind of do, that's fine. If you have no idea, the people who greet you when you come into David Gardner's will help you through that, because it can be kind of an intimidating situation. There are lots of selections to make, and you want to make sure you make the right one. So let the experts at David Gardner's help you with that. Remember, they are an authorized Rolex dealer, and they have authorized Rolex service as well. So special time coming up, special person. It's David Gardner's at 911 University Drive.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. They've got a 40% chance of rain in the forecast. There's no way.
Well, remember, we had 60 last time.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't even look like rain.
We'll see. Okay, a company called Honest Tea, they're based in Maryland, set out to find the most honest cities in U.S. America. In an unscientific test, we always love those, of morals, the company went to the 27 largest cities across U.S. America to set up stands selling tea for a dollar. People were supposed to put a dollar in the box and take a bottle of tea, all on an honor system. Not only did Washington, D.C. not win, it was the only city to actually take money from the box. So there you are. Yeah.
Only fitting.
That's the environment of our government. All right, here you go. Here are your least honest cities. Number 5 was Minneapolis. Number 4 was Miami. Number 3 was Tampa. Number 2 was Boston. Number 1 was Providence, Rhode Island. 83% of the people paid for their tea. That means that 17 didn't. Here are the 5 most honest cities. Number 5, Houston. Number 4, Philadelphia. Wow. They boo Santa Claus, but they'll pay for their tea.
Yeah.
Number 2 is San Diego. Number 1 is India. Number 2 is Indianapolis. And number 1, 100% of the people paid for their tea was in Atlanta, Georgia.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
Good for them. By the way, did you know that the Cincinnati Reds and the Brooklyn Dodgers made baseball history in 1939? It was the first televised Major League Baseball game.
In 39?
1939.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine how many sets they had. Vin Scully probably did the play-by-play. But, you know,
you took the words right out of my mouth.
Thank you. Cats sleep 12 and a half hours a day. Tigers sleep 16 hours a day. And pythons sleep 18 hours a day. 18 hours a day.
I like that job.
I do, too. And, of course, there's bats, though. Bats are the champs. 20 hours a day.
They're awake for 4 hours?
That's it. And they're very busy while they are. All right, here we go. Look for a high temperature today. Probably about 96, but the heat index again around 107. Just because we're not hitting 100 doesn't mean it's not going to be hot out there. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station Bryan. It's 79 degrees.